This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to this version of America Tonight as we kick off the week. A couple of really great guests coming up. Gary Anton, he has written a book about covert ops during the Reagan administration. It's much, much deeper than that. You'll have to hear my conversation with him where he actually just flat out tells us what this interesting saga is that happened to him and his friends. And then also Dean Lindsay joins us for Big Fat Goals. And in the meantime, we start with some sad news here on ATN. Again, Kate Delaney, hope you had a great weekend, but certainly the people in Tennessee are very somber tonight, and it's something that we keep talking about, somebody going in and ruining people's lives by shooting up a place. This time it was a Waffle House in Tennessee, and it took people by surprise, no doubt, as they were in Antioch, and it was, you know, 3-something in the morning, and a guy in just a coat came in and started to, with an AR-15, something similar to that anyway, started to shoot people, and he killed 4 of them. 1 died at the hospital. So really disturbing story, certainly. And, excuse me, this 29-year-old Illinois man accused of carrying out this shooting had been arrested for previously and had weapons removed from his possession near the White House. So that's crazy. And his name is Travis Ranking, and he opened fire. Like I said, he opened fire, killing at least 4 people. There's a couple of others in critical condition. And in July of 2017, the U.S. Secret Service picked him up for being in a restricted area near the White House. So here is a history. And among the weapons that they picked up was an AR-15 rifle used at the Waffle House on Sunday. Oh, boy, oh, boy. So now the question becomes, okay, he obviously not right. How does this happen? It's those stories we keep saying over and over and over and over again. And you know, Ranking apparently moved to Nashville in the fall of 2017. He worked in the crane and construction area, but they say he might have recently been fired from a job. So was he disgruntled because he was fired? Did he have other problems? He obviously had some other problems. And it's really another sad tragedy that we're talking about, and it makes you wonder. I mean, you know, are you constantly looking over your shoulder? And the answer is you have to be diligent about your surroundings. I don't think you get paranoid, but the people in that Waffle House certainly in the wee hours weren't thinking, oh, geez, what if somebody comes in here? I mean, again, it's cockamamie to think that way, because we live in a wide open world, thank goodness. But on the other hand, how tragic and how sad. Now, there is an upside to this story, and you know what the upside is? There was a 29-year-old man, James Shaw Jr., who was feeling cornered. He saw an opportunity to tackle the maniac. He tackled him, and he got the gun away, threw it over the counter, and then the shooter took off. So did he save lives? Absolutely. Did he save his own life? Sure. Did he save other people's lives? I bet. Because that's heroic. He said his heart was beating, his limbs weren't working, but he did what he could do. And what he did was defuse the situation is what he did. That's what he did. And the guy who's the hero said he pulls into the Waffle House about 3:20 in the morning, right after he arrived, after the chaos, you know, then the chaos broke out. So bad timing on his part, but good timing in one sense, because he saved who knows how many people. And And now they're looking for him, and it's really a crazy, sad story because you've got people that are now dead and try telling their families, you know, geez, we're sorry for you. It's like the sorry doesn't cut it anymore, you know? All right, so certainly this is one of the buzz stories. I call it the buzz in your backyard and mine because we're saying, oh my gosh, not again, you got to be kidding me. That's crazy. You've got to be kidding me. And on a kind of an up note, it is an up note for the people in New Orleans. The Pelicans are the first team to advance in the NBA playoffs. That was a big story this weekend. They swept the Portland Trailblazers, so they move on. And that was actually kind of a tight, was supposed to expect it to be a tight series, and then it turned out to be a sweep. So while that's happening, people talk about soccer and people talk about violence related to sports. And I happen to see this story. Hundreds of South African soccer fans who were disgruntled at how their team performed rioted at a game on Saturday over the weekend, and they assaulted at least one security guard on the field, attacked others with chains, set parts of the stadium on fire, caused a ton of damage. They were shocking scenes to see. This is a country that hosted the World Cup, and they really pride themselves on having the best soccer team in Africa. Wow. So a couple of people were arrested, and they, you know, they used plastic chairs and debris from the stadium to attack and beat the outnumbered security. And wow, years and years later, it was such a big deal to host the World Cup, and then here to have that happen. So a tale of a couple of different things from, I guess, the world of sports, we'll put it that way. All right, let's move on to something else. I think the Waffle House story is, I mean, still weighing heavily on everyone's mind, but just kind of filling you in on the blanks. Over the weekend, it was a goodbye to Barbara Bush for a lot of people, and it was a celebration for Queen Elizabeth on her 92nd birthday. She went to a concert, and Queen Elizabeth, the monarch, who has been in that position for a very, very, let me say it again, very long time, 92 years. Can you believe it? Yeah, it's been that long. And all the heirs, they just sit in the background. Prince Charles, he's waiting and waiting and waiting. And she just has 9 lives plus and is in pretty good health, they say. I'm in super, super good health anyway. All right, quickly, let's move to something else. I just saw an interesting poll. I'm going to throw this poll in here. Over the weekend, I was reading this story about 34%. Raise your hand if you're a senior citizen. 34% of senior citizens don't use the internet. The Pew did a study, that showed, yeah, they're not jumping on the internet, brother. They're not doing it. So that's a big change from 48% in 2000, but it's still a pretty big high number. Facebook, I guess, was the thing that really brought a lot of seniors online so they could see grandchildren, friends, whatever. But how about that? They say by age 65 plus, 34% don't use it. Wow. All right, stay with us. We're just rocking and rolling here. A couple of great interviews coming up on the flip side on America Tonight.
Everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com. and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Thing about goals, people talk about goals all the time, and then they sometimes make these big to-do lists, and then those to-do lists don't get done, and then some things get done on the list every once in a while. And I think people have trouble defining their goals for a myriad of reasons. So how perfect that my pal Dean Lindsay on the show, who has a great book out called How to Achieve Big Fat Goals. And he's written several other books too, by the way. And he's a speaker, and I'll tell you what, he really delved into some of the reasons why people don't hit their goals and what you can do to hit some big fat goals and how do you do it, with a lot of inspiration in between the pages of big fat goals, how to achieve big fat goals. Dean, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Hey, thank you. And I must admit, I am right now achieving a big fat goal. I am on with Kate Delaney, so thank you very much.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. So here's the thing. Was I right on that? Because I feel like in my own life this has happened to me, and I've changed the way I think, but I've seen this all around me. I mean, even with some pretty successful people and then other people who keep finding themselves in a position where they're stuck. Is that what you found?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's really a battle for what we choose to do with our time. And we're going to do something. So as I was looking at really goals and choices and actions, I really did try to do in Big Fat Goals, put together a thought process, a methodology to help people not so much set goals, but craft them and then continually be able to remind them not of the goal, but of the benefits behind that goal, so that they gain the conviction to have the commitment to then continually to pursue their goals versus some other actions.
Yeah, one of the things that you talk about is you've got the 6 rules of big fat goal crafting, and rule number 1 is one I completely believe in, that big fat goals are written and visualized. Has that made a difference in your life, and why do we need to do that?
Well, it absolutely has made a difference in my life. And I'm sure there's some listeners who would say, yeah, Bean, of course you put that in the book. Everybody talks about that. Well, and some of the other rules, you just delve more into how to write the goal in such a way that it propels you into positive action. But the part of that that I really want to emphasize is the visualize. When we visualize the goal, it's not the achievement of the goal. It's not just visualizing it happening, but connecting to the feelings that we will be feeling when we achieve it. So it's almost like living it more than just visualizing it. It's the reason. Shakespeare says strong reasons make strong action. So we got to give ourselves strong reasons to take the strong actions. And to also, Kate, honor the fact that when we are getting pulled off and pursuing some other goal, because we're always pursuing some goal, whether it's big goal or emptying a bag of Doritos, that's a goal. I mean, it's interesting how a mortgage is a goal. It's interesting how we define what a goal is or not, you know. We're doing that for reasons as well. And in the book and in my terminology, it's internalized reasons that create movement. So we don't need to be reminded of our goal. We need to continually remind ourselves of the internalized reasons behind our goal. And so that's what Big Fat Goals tried to do, trying to compare with SMART goals or anything else. It's really a goal conviction book.
Yeah, and one of the things you talk about is you need to I love this. You need to rephrase our goal statements, eliminating any negative words and using believable positive words. So give us some examples of that.
Well, don't say don't remind yourself of past mistakes. So don't say stuff like, "What I don't do this," or "I will not do this anymore," but claim the positive. See, our brains are trippy. Our brains are complicated, but in truth, our brains want one thing: to be right. So whatever we continually say to ourselves, our brains are going to encourage us to take steps to make that true. So say what you do want, not what you don't want. Don't remind yourself of past mistakes. Claim the positive. And that's why I even call it goal crafting. And I'm almost thinking of using that as like a ship, you know, that it helps you take the voyage with you. Sometimes we write a goal and then we put it everywhere and then it just upsets us because it just reminds us of past failures or stuff we're not doing. So craft the goal in such a way that it propels you into positive action. And positive action is the actions that you deem will take you towards achieving your big fat goals.
Yeah, and you know what, I so agree with that, and I think especially what you said there is so powerful for everybody who's listening to this, that you get upset, you get frustrated with yourself because if you could post it up everywhere, you just keep looking at it, and you're not doing anything to move the needle forward, and so therefore it becomes the opposite of that.
Yeah, you don't forget you want to be skinny.
Yeah.
You forget about why you want to be skinny. See, there's benefits to being the ideal weight, but there's also benefits to Haagen-Dazs.
That's right. There is. And sometimes what you do is the opposite effect because of how you really switch on that negativity. And you're right. Our brains are absolutely complicated. There's no question about that. So when people say, "Oh, Dean, you know, all this is really super good, but how do I get started? What should I do?"
Well, I put a little exercise in the book, and it's really kind of a vision exercise where you look at 15 and you kind of imagine, and it's a 5-minute exercise where you just use kind of state of consciousness, write down anything and everything you want to have accomplished in 15 years, and then kind of rate those and look at them and then realize that I'm definitely proving that I'm not a motivational speaker with this statement. You cannot do and have it all. And in truth, you don't want to do and have it all. And so we must dig into our own desires of what we want out of our lives and then, you know, and get down to the things that are going to propel us forward. In the book, I lay out what I call the 6 P's of progress. Yes, ma'am.
Do you think, I'm listening to this, is really good stuff. Do you think that's part of the problem, right? We think it's the culture. You look at all these magazines, you look at all this, how great it seems like everyone's living this great life on Facebook, and we think we can have it all.
Yes, that is part of it. And it's, yeah, it has gotten worse, and we're measuring ourselves with other people's yardsticks, and we're looking what other people have or say they have, and we're saying, oh, that must be so nice. You know, it's a cliche. It's what's interesting about cliches is that they actually are true. The grass is always greener on the other side. You know, the people know that's a falsehood. It's the grass is never greener on the other side, or it looks like it's greener. In truth, the more time we can take in. The first action to take is gaining conviction. I'm sure every person you've interviewed has quoted Pat Benatar, so I will too. With the power of conviction, there is no sacrifice.
Yeah.
With the power of conviction, there is no sacrifice. Well, that has so much built into that. A lot of times we think, oh, I'm doing this so I don't get to do this. No, if you actually think what you're doing is the very best option, then it's those other ones aren't sacrifices. You're doing the very best option at that time. And when you talk about the power of conviction, that's true belief. How do you gain the power of conviction? That is you selling and continually selling you on the benefits of your goals.
Wow, so that's so powerful to think about that. And, you know, it's interesting. One of the quotes in the book, and you have a lot of great quotes, but is Peter Drucker, where he says, what gets measured gets improved. So it's important to be able to do that in some way, because why? It makes you feel better, right, when you do it correctly.
Yeah, absolutely. That'd be daily progress. Progress is a small step forward. Take today's step. So, you know, Peter Drucker, I think in that small little quote there, talks about the importance, but from a tactical standpoint, but as you just tapped into the other part, that you actually can get daily benefit, reaching a goal. You know, it's the journey, not the destination type stuff. It's patting yourself on the back, not necessarily rewarding yourself, like it'd be like I'm going to get an ice cream or something, but, you know, just honoring the fact that you are, you know, continuing to make progress, and to also realize that it takes patience and persistence. And what patience and persistence mean, the needs, is that continued conviction.
Yeah, boy, so much wisdom in all of this. So how to achieve big fat goals, Dean Lindsay. Quickly, how do people pick up the book?
Oh, DeanLindsay.com. That's DeanLindsay.com. And then there's this thing. You're at Amazon thing. It's all this big. It's going to be a winner. That thing, if you mark my words, that Amazon.
Amazon.
That's going to be something.
Yeah,
Amazon.com.
Amazon.com. All right, Dean, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you, Kate. Delay me.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. GNS takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply LumenS twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. LumenS, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hi, Peter Porcaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
I'll tell you what, our next guest has led one exciting life. I am not kidding you. I got a copy of his book the other day, and I could not put it down. I am so pleased to welcome to the show Gary Anton. And I'll tell you what, he's written a book called President Reagan's Unsung Heroes. And it is a tale that takes you in so many fascinating directions. It's almost like you don't know where to start, especially even from his early age. He grew up and he became this incredible skier, a pro skier, and had this interesting background and family, and then ended up in a place where it's funny in reading his book where he talks about international politics and being what, and this is a quote from the book, what Colonel Oliver North called a rogue amateur agent. Gary, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
So let's start with your background, because I think that's a great place to take people. Let's start on your journey. Tell us about your beginnings, because, of course, you had a father who was a famous chef.
Yes, I grew up in New York and Long Island, and my father taught me about the chefing industry since I was, I guess, seven. And I worked in the industry and then decided to go back to school and get into sales. I got a bachelor's science degree in business, and then I got into different things, electronics. I met a gentleman, this is part of the book, Patrick, in school, and we decided to do work in Haiti, in Christian country, Haiti, and that's where we had met these gentlemen that I told you about. And it's really interesting because my dad, I don't want to get too much into it, my dad was knew the same
accounted that I knew in my town, my mother told me. And my mom, she was very interesting with certain things that she told me about my dad. And sometimes I told her that I knew very famous presidents, and she said one time at a dinner at a place under her breath that your father knew his name. And then I said to her, what, Mom? And she said, listen to me, a lot of people in here, if you ask me any more questions, I'm going to start screaming in here. So I don't know what that was all about. I don't know where my father, if he knew these people that I knew, was so. It's still up in the air. I think that when we met, the group of people, they started first. They were just like regular advocates, and with the group, and they got finally information, and they presented it to Washington. And at first, the government really thought they were crazy that they're talking about cease state and things like this. And after a while, with their system, they kept going there, and then they started meeting key people, including President Reagan and Vice President George Bush. And then they became very close to them because of how close their, how vital their mission was. At one point, the entire government, NSA, CIA, FBI, was coming to our group for information. We found that people, with key people, like in countries, if there was a dictatorship coming, they would tell us, they felt that they didn't want to tell us, go because they were afraid that they could blame them or say they were the ones that were doing this. So they liked us that we were just regular citizens. I'll just tell you real quick, we have some time, a couple of minutes, that at one time we were looking to start a non-profit group to protect terror, protect American citizens. And we had it funded and everything. But at one point, there was a scandal that's in the book and the American government brought our key person in for a hearing, an investigation, and it was behind closed doors. It wasn't known to the American people. I think they didn't want to know, let people know that, they have 3 million intelligence officers around the country, around the world, and they were all coming to us for information. We weren't charging anything. We were just regular business people, including, there was also a Saudi prince involved, too, from Saudi Arabia. His brother, the prince, his brother was, for 10 years, was president, or was even king of Saudi Arabia back in 2000. And so what happened was, is that after the closed doors, they felt that we had come through the back door, so to speak, and put a name tag on because everyone was in Washington, I thought they were with you, you see. But it's not true because if you read the book, you see that we basically started as almost like, advocates, you would say. Uh-huh. And then we had top clearance with the government. We would come to see the president pretty much within a few minutes because we had vital information. But this was all ended. And then in the New York Magazine article, a couple of key government people, they didn't put their names in there. They had said in bold letters, this is the New York Magazine Christmas issue. They told them to keep their mouths shut. And what happened was I kept my mouth shut because for 30 years, and I didn't say nothing. The group and the prince, they went to the media, New York Magazine, Two Time Magazine, on and on, 300 articles around the country, and told their information. But in my book, there's about 60% more information that wasn't told in the hearing for the magazine. And I do have that part there too, to not confuse the readers. But it's I'm just hoping that that people can read the book, become aware of it, what we had accomplished, and to get that nonprofit group started again to fight terror, because it was, like I said, it was ready to go. Let me just tell you real quick. I know we have perhaps a couple of minutes remaining. I was in Europe, and I spoke to a military person over there, and his name was Michael. Fat 18, he just graduated Marine boot camp, and he told me. He said, "What did you do?" Well, I said, "Well, I was part of that Grenadian group, and I don't know if you ever know about that." And and I started explaining my situation. And he sort of jumped out of his skin saying to me, "Oh, you were the one, you were part of that group." He said that we learned about you in with our sergeant for a whole day. We learned of what of you accomplished within that, I think it was 8 years, that we were dealing with the government. So it's sad to say that the armed forces knows about it, but the American people don't. Yeah, even though those articles came out, you know, they come and go. So I'm hoping that, you know, people know about it. Maybe I could see my group again, because I haven't seen the prints, so I haven't seen any of the group in 25 years, because when this happened, everybody sort of, you know, went their own way and everything. And I do have dreams sometimes of maybe of it becoming a motion picture. Just let me tell you real quick that the New York Magazine, I was an advocate, in fact, like I said, I listened to the government and, kept myself silent. But one of the key persons, Kevin, told me at the New York Magazine article that there was a movie producer there, and they wanted to make a movie, a motion picture movie, but they didn't want to buy a screenplay for me. But they said that since I wasn't there, that, you know, they didn't, you know, do it. And plus, you know, the government was putting pressure on it, that it wasn't the right time on that. But we were very close to the president, vice president. I could tell, if I had more time, I could tell you a story of how they would say hello to me. You know, maybe at a job interview or something. She didn't die. I feel sorry that she didn't. But just at a job interview, and the gentleman says to me, "Did Barbara Bush just call?" He says, and he said that she wants. I was going to start a position. It's that life alert where, you know, they fall and they can't get up.
Sure.
She said that she called and she wants you to. She's not saying she's going to buy it. When they say that, they're going to buy it. And she said, but she will call randomly, so within the next week or so, and she wants you to tell her about that life alert. And that was about 7 years ago, so she was getting older. And that.
Wow.
You know, yeah.
Yeah. So. What a story. And you summed it up. I mean, I didn't have to ask you a bunch of questions. I think everybody listening understands, because we're almost out of time, but you need to pick up this book. It is fascinating. And as Gary said, what it is here's 30 years later and he talks about this. He's willing, daring to speak on his part of what really, really happened. And the book is called President Reagan's Unsung Heroes. And he talked about the access they had, the information they had, and how vital it was. It's so, so fascinating to get a glimpse into this. And Gary, we wish you the best and we look forward to talking to you again. But what an incredible story.
Appreciate that. They can get that at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, or Book Art, my publisher, Book Art Press, B-O-O-K, R-A-R-T Press.
Excellent. Thank you, Gary.
Okay, thank you for having me on.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Virtual green room right now. I don't think we gave him too much Red Bull. I'm not sure about that. He's the complete opposite of many of us on the third shift who kick it into high gear a little bit later in the evening. Eric Peters is our guest, and he is a libertarian. He is self-professed libertarian gearhead. He writes about cars, energy, and freedom. Here's what I like. If you go to ericpetersautos.com, because I'm an auto freak anyway, but if you go there, man, you will learn things that will make your eyes roll around in the back of your head, including some of the stuff that we've been talking about. What is the deal with biodiesel, which is being shoved down our throat, and who is really profiting from it? He calls it the Kool-Aid of the farm lobby, and I agree. Eric, thanks for hanging with us.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me on the show.
So, of course, now there's a lot of conversation about this, especially with the Iowa caucuses and all that stuff, and we're right into the thick of it. It seems like every day Hillary Clinton is in Iowa. So to be these politicians in modern times, is that what they do? They just, all right, look, we gotta go along with biodiesel, or we gotta go along with ethanol. We keep hearing about the ethanol factor, but there's not even enough plants to manufacture what we would need, right?
Well, the interesting thing is that the lobby contributes equally to both political parties, and so in that way they've got both their bases covered. It really doesn't matter from their point of view which one gets elected, because ultimately it seems to be it's their guy or perhaps their woman, depending on how things turn out.
Yeah, so when you look at renewables, what specifically bothers you the most?
Well, let's see. Let's start with, we're told often about how advantageous it is to use these renewables, but if they're so advantageous, then why does the government have to force them down our throats? I've drawn the parallel with I like to go to Chipotle. Your listeners may like Chipotle and get a burrito or a bowl there. And Chipotle doesn't send a lobbyist to Washington to have the government carve out a subsidy for Chipotle burritos because people like them and they're willing to buy them without any coercion involved. And I wonder why that same standard doesn't apply to these biofuels. If there's such a good idea, it shouldn't be necessary for the government to be involved.
Yeah, and I would say the other thing is, if it's such a good idea, then let's let the politicians drive around only on biofuels and really push that to all their constituents, which, of course, you know that's not happening, unless it's advantageous to them and they're in the breadbasket area or they're in areas where that's being pushed because of the corn lobbies there, then that's a whole different story. So it is about the power of the purse, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's a very valid point. Similarly, with regard to Obamacare and various other things that they pass, they exempt themselves from it, and that's rather telling. You know, if it's not good for the goose, it shouldn't be good for the gander. The other point that I would make is that it does cause food prices to rise, simply because a lot of the potential food that could be produced for animal or human consumption, specifically with regard to ethanol, the corn, with regard to biodiesel, soybeans, is diverted to the production of these biofuels, and as a result of that, the cost of food goes up. So we're paying more for food and we're paying more for fuel.
Yeah, beef specifically would cost more. As I know, I'm in beef land in Dallas, and then it costs more, as I was talking to a farmer the other day, it costs more to ship that too, right?
Sure, because ethanol and biodiesel, it's less energy dense, so you have to burn more of it to go the same distance. So the truckers have to spend more on fuel to get from A to B, and the stuff that they're hauling costs us more because it's cost more to produce it.
Yeah, and then here's the other part of this, Eric. What about older cars? What does that do to older cars when you're talking about using these alternatives?
Well, ethanol has been a disaster for older vehicles, which were not designed to accommodate high alcohol content fuels. Most of the ethanol that's sold right now is E10, meaning that the gas you buy is 10% ethanol. They're pushing for E15, which would be 15% ethanol, and they're also looking down the road at E85, which is 85% ethanol. Alcohol is a corrosive fuel, and if the vehicle's fuel system is not designed specifically to accommodate it, you get all kinds of problems. One of the big ones is that it attracts moisture, and moisture is a big enemy of your fuel system. It causes fuel lines to rot out, and it's in particular playing havoc with people who have marine engines and so on, and power sports, lawn equipment and what have you. It's been really, really tough on those things.
Yeah, so when we look at that all combined, and then you look at the auto industry, and if you're producing new cars, I guess it depends on what it is you're producing and where you're at. But that could be a disaster, too, as well, for many in the auto industry, especially when they're in that, what I call the second-hand market, when we're talking about, like, used cars, right?
Yeah, it's accelerating the obsolescence of the older cars because it's increasing the wear and tear on them and getting them out of the market. And the other side of the coin is that, to get back to the point about being less energy dense, your fuel efficiency goes down when you're using these fuels. And that's rather ironic because we're constantly told about how imperative it is that we get higher efficiency and more miles per gallon, and yet the government is force-feeding fuels that are less fuel efficient on the public.
Yeah. All right. I'd be remiss, Eric, if I didn't ask you this. We're speaking to Eric Peters. You can check him out at ericpetersautos.com. You know, you write about cars, and I saw a picture of you on a motorcycle. What's your favorite chariot to ride in? What do you like the best?
Cars or bikes?
Bikes.
Okay, I've got an old Kawasaki two-stroke triple, and for people who are familiar with those, in particular the H2 750 that was made in the early mid 70s, and they they were known as the Widowmaker back in the day because of their power curve, and there's nothing that quite makes the sound of a Kawasaki two-stroke triple on its power curve. There are bikes today that are much faster and much quicker, but they're much more controlled. As Hunter Thompson would say, it takes a real man to ride. Old Kawasaki two-stroke triple.
I love that. How do you feel about, I know you wrote about this, you know, if you go to your website, you can read all this stuff, but you wrote about the Toyota Camry hybrid. A lot of people are talking about hybrids, and what does that mean, and should I get a hybrid, and how much does it cost to me, and what did you find with the Camry?
Well, I find, now, I think the technology is impressive and interesting, but despite all the hobbles that have been put on them by the government, you can get diesels that will do as well or better for significantly less money. With all due respect to Toyota, and I like the Camry, it's a good car, you can pick up something like a Volkswagen Jetta TDI diesel for about $5,500 less than the base price of the Camry hybrid. And in real-world driving, and I drive these cars for a living, and so I can tell you from personal experience, you will match the mileage of the hybrid in particular if you drive a lot on the highway, which most people tend to do, for less money with less hassle. So I'm very impressed with some of the diesel cars that are on the market right now.
Yeah. When you go out, because obviously, you know, you ride a lot, and if you're on your bike, do you have a favorite route that you take?
Yeah, I live out here in the sticks of rural Southwest Virginia, and there's a road just down the road from me called Bent Mountain, and it's a series of S-turns that goes about 2-3 miles from about 1,500 feet at the valley floor all the way up to about 3,000 feet in that relatively short distance, and it's the finest test track you'll find on the East Coast, in my opinion.
Wow. So, you know, I said this in the beginning, too, mixing in the politics of the libertarian bent. When you look at the fact that on Thursday we got 10 people on a stage of the Republican debate, is there anyone in that crowd that you like?
Unfortunately not. Unfortunately not. You know, it's really kind of daunting and sad to look at that field and not find anybody that's really simpatico. And the reason, as a libertarian, that's the case is I'm not looking to tell anybody what to do. I would just like to leave everybody alone and ask the same in return.
Yep.
And unfortunately, none of those guys are willing to do that.
Yeah, it looked like Rand Paul, you know, initially, when Rand Paul jumped into the Senate, it looked like he was going in that direction, but now that's switched, I think.
I think so, too, unfortunately. Of course, you know, on the other side of the fence, it's none too appealing either.
Yeah, so then what do you do? I mean, it comes down to this. I say this all the time because I'm always pushing for the third party. But, you know, when it comes to voting, do you just say, well, I got to sit this out because how can I, who am I voting for?
Well, there's lots of arguments to be made on that. But one of them that I think is pretty persuasive is by just withdrawing your consent. They desperately need the illusion, if not the actuality, of consent. That is the idea that most people have supported one or the other candidates. But when you break it down, particularly at the presidential level, what is it, something like about half the eligible voter pool votes. So that's about 50%. And then the winner typically wins by about 25%. So you've got a relatively small minority of the actual eligible voters who actually wind up selecting the president. So despite all the talk about democracy, a majority rule, in fact, the minority rules.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? And if you, like you said, if you do the math, it's simple math, then you realize what's really happening. Yeah,
exactly.
Really, really sad. Fun to talk to you, though, Eric Peters. Thanks for hanging late with us. And again, check him out at ericpetersautos.com. Thanks.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
You betcha. Bye-bye. And nothing to see. Sometimes I feel like something is gone here. Something is wrong here.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.